Hey guys, my name is Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo.
Ember's new groove was on in my house recently because kids on the summer vacation that never seems to end. It's not my favorite, so I usually just pay it no mind and go do something else, but this time one scene in particular stuck in my head. The box scene, as it's called in my house. It's relatively early in the movie, and Yzma starts to plot to kill the Emperor. You know the one if you've seen the movie. The one where she says she's going to turn him into a flea, put him in a box, put that box inside another box, mail it to herself, and when it arrives, smash it with a hammer! And boy, that just sounds like everyone I've spoken to recently, myself included. It is so easy when things are difficult to see God as the flea in the box. We look at the new constraints we have to endure and the tough choices we have to make for the good of everyone, and we think, there's just no way I can do this, or that God can't reach you or even hear you where you are. We place constraints on how he is supposed to act based on our own expectations. Every time we do that, we have placed God into a box and have picked up the hammer, waiting to smash him the minute he fails to meet our expectations. God is bigger than that. He's bigger than any box we could put him in or even conceive of. We see this in Job 38, 4 through 5, when God asks Job, "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it?" I mean, if anything, that sounds less like God resides in a box we put him in, and more like we reside in a box he put us in. And as the creator of the box we reside in, he can see, hear, and do anything. He can reach you at your lowest. He can work around the constraints the conditions of the box places on us. He can hear you through your despair, bitterness, and even through that mask. He can cut through the confusion and make our paths straight if we let him. So I just want to encourage you to find where you've been constraining him in your life. Put the hammer down and let him out of the proverbial box, because he doesn't belong in there. And if you give him room to work, amazing things can happen.
That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.